Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Give the perfect holiday gift with today's Perks Deal. $50 of elegant jewelry at James Gaddis Jewelers for only $25. James Gaddis has one of the largest selections in the area, and you're sure to find something special for anyone on your list. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Stop by happy hour daily at our bar from 4:30 to 6:30. Featuring $2 off all wines by the glass, all bottled beer, and daily $5.50 cocktail specials. We also offer one of the largest bourbon lists in the city. Enjoy our small bites like the Oysters of Love and House Smoked Salmon Deviled Eggs. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Spending the summer seeing all 50 states.
Ready, jump!
From 13,000 feet in the air. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercut stylists pay attention to every detail, so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all holiday season long with a haircut from Supercuts. Log on to Supercuts.com to find a salon nearest you.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Main Event is gonna wow ya because $7 per activity play all day is here. $7 bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more. Any activity all day, just $7? Wow. Only at Main Event.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
WMFS Memphis.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do the Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Hey, Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time from the Prince film Purple Rain, 1984. Didn't really have a great topic to riff off of a song today, and so I did do what I usually do when I'm lazy, is whose birthday is it today?
Uh-huh.
And Morris Day turned 61 today, so happy birthday to Morris Day.
So, wait, who is Morris Day?
He's the lead singer of The Time. The Time was a Minneapolis funk band that were sort of Prince protégés.
I was going to say, it sort of mid-80s. Had a Prince-ish sound to it.
Yeah, Morris Day was like the co-star of Purple Rain, the movie. He's the foil. He was sort of the villain in the movie.
Oh, I see. Should I have seen Purple Rain?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Given some of your personal entanglements, I have no idea how you haven't seen Purple Rain. Someone I know needs to get cracking on
is
that.
Is he a ripoff artist or something of Prince?
No, well, they were, in the movie, they are rivals, but in reality, they were collaborators. Like, Prince wrote and produced a lot of the time stuff. And so Prince had so much music in his head in the mid-80s that he just went out to other people. And the Time was one of the groups that he worked with and were protégés, collaborators.
That's his birthday.
So it's the Prince sound, basically.
By the way, I will say that, Chris, we had Treat Day yesterday at the Daily Memphian. And
I came strong on Treat Day.
You came strong on Treat Day. So it was a Rice Krispies treat with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup embedded in it. And I'll be honest.
And peanut butter in the Rice Krispie mix.
And peanut butter drizzled in it. It was a Rice Krispie treat.
And a little sea salt on top?
I used to make Rice Krispie treats when I was a kid. And when they're warm, I've grown. Well, now, honestly, since you can buy Rice Krispie treats prefab at the store.
Those are not good.
Those are not good. Yeah. And I just think I've grown weary of Rice Krispie treats. I don't like, I'm not, but so I, and then I looked at yours and you said there, and they kind of look like Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
But then I had one.
There's magic in the middle.
And there is absolute to the idea of embedding embedding the, where did you get this recipe?
I have to give the shout out to my good friend Thomas Whitehead, who's a big foodie and a big sports fan. He may be listening to this. He, on his Instagram feed, had a picture had made these a month or so ago, and I immediately texted him and said, I must have this recipe. And then my son and I, who's 8 years old, we went out like that night to the grocery store to get the things we needed, and we made it. So this is this is my third batch I've made since then.
Do you stick the things in? Do they cook with the rest with the Rice Krispie?
Well, you make your Rice Krispie treats like you normally would, except you put peanut butter in there too, with the marshmallow and the butter. And so you do, and some salt. You do that, and then you take half the batch and lay it out. You got to have all your peanut butter cups unwrapped and ready to go, because you got to do this quick before it starts to harden. So you do one layer of Rice Krispies, and you put down all the peanut butter cups, and then you put another layer of Rice Krispie on top. A little sea salt, sprinkle a little melted chocolate on top.
And then that's it.
And then put them in the fridge for about half an hour, and then cut them up.
Very good. In fact, I'll be honest. I smuggled two home. Not for me, for my kids. Right. I gave each one of my kids one. They were both believers. So, yeah. All right, Grizzlies. It was a big win.
It was a good win. It was a win that they needed, and it was a win that Portland needed, because Portland's really been struggling lately. And so Portland was in sort of a similar situation to what the Grizzlies were in Denver, right? Like, we're on the road, but like, this team is banged up, and like, they're vulnerable, and like, we need this win, and they fell short, just sort of like the Grizzlies did in Denver, right?
Right.
And so, you know, the issues the Grizzlies have still linger. Like, if you watch that game, like, Marc Gasol, again, for the seventh game in a row, was bad offensively. And if you watch till the very end, something happened at the very end of the game,
and he
had a pretty bad limp heading back down the floor. And so I still wonder where that's headed and how well that's going to heal if he keeps playing. So all those issues are still outstanding. But they're now 4-3 in these games where he's banged up, and they've only been beaten bad once. That was that game against the home game to the Lakers, which the loss wasn't a fluke, but the manner of the loss was sort of a fluke, right? So they have shown they can be a competitive team without good Marc Gasol, at least on the offensive end. And in some of these games without good Mike Conley, although that's been more of a tipping point, I think. And so I think that's encouraging. You know, Conley was still limited. He said there was one moment in the second half where I wrote about it. It was a loose ball, and healthy Mike Conley gets to that ball and picks it up, and he didn't even try. And I think that was the hamstring, right? And so I think he is looking for his spots and trying to be as effective as he can.
But I thought he was really good at that. Like,
pacing himself and not doing the wrong thing. And,
and finding lots of space. Now, controlling the game. The matchup.
Controlling the game, controlling his game, and doing what he needed to do. Yeah, he was great.
I thought he was tremendous. And obviously in the fourth quarter, he was tremendous. Second half, 19 points in the second half, 10 points in the fourth quarter. And, you know, hit the big three, hit the floater, hit that shot off the glass that was a stunning trajectory of that
And
shot
once again, out. Thoroughly outplaying Damian Lillard. To do head-to-head all the time.
It is funny. Yeah. You pointed out that how we view Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum is entirely different than the rest of the league.
Well, I was sitting in the media room before the game talking to John Roser. We were talking about it, and he volunteered. It's like, is CJ Collum like the best Grizz killer in the NBA right now? That was before the game. Then the dude came out and got 40 points and like 16 of 27 shooting or whatever. And against Garrett Temple, who has like been a good defender on the season and had nothing, had no answer to CJ McCollum. So it's sort of weird there. But no, I think, you know, again, I mean, these issue concerns of Cassaw and Conley in terms of how they manifest themselves going forward, I think are still a pretty big concern. But to hit a bump and be competitive in this bump, I think is pretty encouraging for the Grizzlies.
I thought it was interesting because it was like a big theme game in a way. In other words, there were these big thematic questions. One is the one that you posed yesterday, is a immobile Marc Gasol better than no Marc Gasol? And last night, the answer to that was clearly yes.
Well, one of the things that Jay, you know, that interview thing that I did, that you did on the show, J.B. Bickerstaff's answer then, and I asked him about it again last night, his answer was he didn't like try to pretend like Marc Gasol wasn't hurt and wasn't impacting this game. He just said he can still anchor our defense. Even limited as he is physically that we can all see,
right,
it is impacting his offense, but he can still anchor our defense. Now, that wasn't true against Denver where Nikola Jokic just sort of went nuts.
Right.
But it was true in New Orleans,
right,
and it was totally true last night. He had 6 blocks. He had 7 defensive rebounds. And they had one of the best defensive performances of the season. And with his size and his smarts, he can anchor the defense without – he's not as good as he would be if he were more mobile, but it is – this has impacted him much more on the offensive end than the defensive end. And if he is still a plus defensively, the question is, can you get enough else offensively to make up for it? And so far it's been yes most of the time. Like last night, obviously Conley was good, but you got, you know, double digits from Jaren Jackson Jr. You got double digits off the bench from Marshawn Brooks and Jamichael Green. Jamichael Green's been great lately.
Right.
And so you're cobbling it together. And so if you want to be like a playoff team and then be a competitive playoff team, you need to get back to the good Mike and Mark at some point. But if you can go through a patch of not getting that and still like having a winning record and keeping yourself firmly in the playoff mix, I think that's great.
The second big theme in terms of this thematic stuff was JB sort of addressed, this is who we want to be. We want to be a defensive team and we want to be deep. And you pointed out like both of those things came true last night.
Yeah, this was sort of the game he talked about in the preseason, right? I mean, they played 11-man rotation in the first half. 10 in the second when they didn't bring Caspi back in, but they played deep. They got good contributions off the bench, and then the defense was just great. I mean, they Portland was 6 of 22 from 3-point range. I mean, you're playing against one of the 2 or 3 best backcourts in the league, and they shut them down. They only gave up. Portland shot like 37% from the floor. So even in a slow paced game, that means you're missing lots of shots. They only got 6 offensive rebounds. Like they were able to get nothing in terms of second chance, really. And so, and the Grizzlies, I mean, they've been up and down a little bit because everyone is over the course of the season, but they're still on the whole a top-5 defense. And so if you can be a top-5 defense and then you can get Mike and Mark, you know, back on track at some point later in the season, you hope, you know, I think, you know, the ceiling is pretty good for this team.
And then they shot, CJ McCollum obviously hit his 40. The rest of the team shot 26%.
Right.
And then the other theme was Jaren Jackson Jr. And we played it earlier, but I want to play it again. You transcribed this complete answer in your piece, which is up at the
Daily Memphian. In fairness, the Grizzlies transcribed it.
Grizzlies
I took it out of their game notes.
And you took it out of their game notes. But it was, he was asked a question about Jaren Jackson Jr.'s gain.
I think from Peter Edmondson, it was both, I felt, a little odd, a little bit of an odd question, and also sort of a perceptive question, because he said, like, was this Jaren Jackson Jr.'s best game? And most complete game. I don't think JB thought that, and I didn't think that either, but it was closer to that than you would think just looking at the box score, too.
Right.
Like, Peter was right that it was a very solid game on both ends of the floor that he played.
He had big spots on offensively, but what was interesting about it was instead of just answering that question,
yeah,
it was. He sort of went on this.
Yeah, Bickerstaff's thing was not about last night's game.
No,
it was a broader thing.
He addressed the broader question because he hears, I'm sure, the why is he playing, closing every game, whatever, and he just sort of addressed the team's approach to Jaren Jackson Jr. in the most complete way that I think he has, and I'll let you all hear it again.
I think he made critical plays at crucial times. I think that was more so important. You know, he hits that big three late in the fourth. And, you know, there's no reason, and I know, you know, because we've got this shiny new toy that we expected, you know, to be a finished and a rushed product. And there's no reason to rush where Jaren is headed. You know, Jaren's going to be a great two-way player. You know, I genuinely believe, you know, that at his peak, he'll be a top five two-way player in his league for a long, long time. But, you know, doing it the right way, he's going to have some bumps and bruises now. Holding him accountable will be the best thing for him in the future. And, you know, we are covered, you know, at that big spot with Jamichael, you know, with Joe Kim now. So we can be patient with him. And, you know, I think we should temper the expectations, but there's no reason to rush it. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have flashes of greatness because he is a special player. But, you know, we're going to go about it the right way. And, you know, the great part about it is he understands and he's on board. He knows that it's not going to come easy. You know, for him defensively, you know, the ability that he has, you know, he has to set himself to a higher standard. And, you know, the mistakes he makes, he has to learn from them and limit those. But him learning and taking those bumps and bruises now and being held accountable to those things, you know, next year, 5 years from now, you know, it's going to make him a much better player. And, you know, that's what we're expecting out of him as, you know, a franchise cornerstone.
So what'd you make of that?
I mean, I agree with it all. I mean, it makes you wonder, like, you don't know how much, like, coaches and players are on social media and listening to podcasts and reading stuff. That seemed to be a response to sort of a wider criticism that's not, like, prevalent, but sort of bubbling out there about Jaren Jackson. It was funny. It almost felt like a response to, speaking of Peter, Peter and I tag-teamed a podcast a few weeks ago, the Outsiders podcast with Anthony Stain and Cam Rose. It was this weird role reversal where Peter and I had been the biggest Jaren Jackson Jr. proponents in Memphis before up until the draft, right? And Cam and Anthony had been very down on it. They hated the pick, and they sort of mocked me when I would compare him to Garnett a little bit and stuff like that.
Were they Kevin Knox? Who were they?
They like Kevin Knox. They like Bagley. Like, whatever. Right. But anyway. But then it sort of role reversed. They were like, this guy needs to be
playing all the time.
Play him all the time, right? Give him the ball, play him all the time. And Peter and I were both like, be patient. He's 19 years old. He's a month into his season. Like, it's a long process. There's going to be ups and downs. Like, he's way ahead of what anyone thought. Like, it's all fine. Like, there's no real issue here. And then the very next game after that is when he had the 36. It was like, see, we told you, like, he should be doing this every night. But he's not going to do that every night. He's just not. And so, I mean, are there instances here or there where I would nitpick his minutes or his role? Sure. But overall, I think they've handled him really well. And JB is right that this is not a guy. He's got such a total all-around game, and so much of it is rooted in defense. And physically, he is nowhere close to fully developed physically. Even when he's playing well, you can see that he needs to get a lot stronger. He's sort of gangly and thin. He gets knocked off his spots. And so this idea of we're developing this total game over a long haul, and we're not going to force the issue with him. I mean, I think
plus he basically says exactly we're covered at the big. We have the luxury of not having him to. Jermichael's playing
it's
great.
It's not the Atlanta Hawks where, like, I mean, obviously Trae Young's a point guard, so he gives his the ball. But it's like we're losing anyway. Like, just go. You know,
right?
A lot of times with high picks, that's sort of what it is. And the Grizzlies, you know, they're trying to balance, trying to win, and trying to develop Jackson. But to me, there's very little conflict between those two things at this point.
A couple other, well, I mean, we got, I'll talk to you about those tomorrow. There's some other NBA issues.
Can I ask Chris one question?
Yes, you may.
I'm curious about this. Chris, I love the way you view the NBA. Why? What is it about the Grizzlies specifically that makes them so effective on the defensive end? Because they're not particularly athletic. They're not, like, all the things that you think of with really good defenses, the ability to switch positions and really elite-level perimeter athletes, they don't really have that. So what makes them so good defensively?
Well, I think length is part of it. I mean, they're a really long team. Gasol is a 7'1 real center. Jaren Jackson is, you know, 6'11 with a 7'4 wingspan. And Kyle Anderson is one of the longer threes in the league. And Garrett Temple is maybe one of the longer twos. And Mike Conley is, you know, not tall, but he's got a, like, I think a 6'6 wingspan. So there's a lot of length and a lot of intelligence. I think when you have guys that long working together well, that's a big part of it. And part of it has been, not as much recently, but early in the season, they were forcing a lot of turnovers. And that was about partly about the length, being able to get into passing lanes and knock stuff around. I also think that they are an underrated, we talked about it in terms of last night's game, the offensive rebounds that the Portland had. People look at their rebound numbers and they're not that good, but that's because they don't try to offensive rebound. Like, as a matter of strategy, they don't try. And that's part of your answer, too, is like, they put a premium on getting back to set up their defense, and they're willing to give up offensive rebounding opportunities to do that. And so that's part of why they're good defensively. The other thing is that they are a lot better as a defensive rebounding team than I think people give them credit for, because you just look at the total rebounding numbers that aren't good.
Okay. The Raptors beat the healthy – the Raptors without Kawhi beat the healthy Warriors last night. Thoughts? Yeah, one of the interesting things to me was afterwards, Steve Kerr said exactly what JB said after the Lakers game. It was one of those nights. Now, you don't expect necessarily have one of those nights against the Raptors, but you wouldn't have had the Grizzlies expect one of those nights against the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, for all the problems Golden State's had this season, they're still, I think, like half a game out of first or tied for first or whatever in the West. I think that game says more about the Raptors than it does about the Warriors. I think the Raptors are really, really good. And so I think that could very easily, maybe even likely, that's a finals preview. I don't think if it is a finals preview, you're going to see the Raptors winning by 20 in Golden State in that series. Right. So I think Golden State will be okay, but I don't think, and I think they're highly likely going to be in the finals. But I think that team is not as deep as it used to be back when Iguodala was good and Livingston was good. And they, you know, they have their stars and they don't have much beyond that. And you're facing a team that's deep like Toronto and can switch defensively and play so many different ways. I think the Warriors are highly likely to be in the NBA Finals, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion they're going to win it.
Suns owner Robert Sarver is threatening to move the team to Seattle or Las Vegas. We would love that.
I think he's bluffing because he wants money from the city council.
He just wants an arena. Right. Yeah, he just wants basically what happens is they had a 30-year lease with an opt-out after 20 years, and that is 2022 is when the 20 years are up, and so he's basically saying, "Yes, give me the stuff I want, or I will take my." And mind you, at different times, Art Modell moved the Browns to Baltimore under those circumstances.
There are some NBA teams, sort of three categories of NBA cities, I think, relative to the relocation issue. They're the ones the teams are just never going to relocate. It's not even a thing, right?
Chicago, Boston, right, whatever.
They're the ones that if a team relocated, they would immediately become a potential city to get a new team. And there are ones that if your team leaves, you're probably never getting a team.
Phoenix is the second.
Yes, Phoenix is the second. And so would that be a good thing relative to smaller market teams who you worry about relocation? Probably, but not as like ironclad.
Because they'd immediately become a camp. They would replace the new Seattle as the place to move. I think that's right. Okay, and then Shaq says that his Lakers would beat the Warriors.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Sure. I mean that those Lakers teams were deeper, you know, than this current Warriors team. Shaq in his prime was such an incredible force of nature. I know they got Boogie. We'll see what Boogie does because he's a big dude. But as good as like Draymond Green is defensively against prime Shaq, Shaq's probably 100 pounds on him.
I mean, all of this stuff is weird because people change over years. Like, which Lakers team? Showtime Lakers or Shaq Lakers? Like, that's Worthy and Magic and Kareem and...
Yeah, I mean, within the context of their era, I kind of want to say Showtime, but I think, you know, players have gotten bigger and faster and like whatever. And
so Bob Cousy was fine, whatever.
Right, you know? Like, right. And so I tend to maybe say the Shaq and Kobe Lakers. I mean, those teams were really good. We forget how dominant those teams were.
Right. And we do forget how dominant Shaq was. All right. Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow. Yes. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
One more day.
One more. But who's counting? We will talk to Chris tomorrow. When we come back, should we take calls now? Should we take calls now?
You want to set it up and tell them what we're taking calls on?
I wrote a column, and I didn't mean to be stirring up a hornet's nest, but I simply said that you have to choose, that you can't be a Memphis fan and a Tennessee fan. My good friend, Mady Sadeghi, who's also my dentist, says he's going to be happy either way on Saturday. that's not how it works. You can't be happy either way. If you're happy either way, you don't care enough. You're probably more rational than I am.
Exactly.
But that doesn't count. Like, you can't.
It speaks higher of your character than it does of your fanship.
Yes, but it doesn't. It's impossible. 5-3-5-3-7 Can you be a Tennessee fan and a Memphis fan? We answer this philosophical question coming up next. I'll give you my thoughts on it as well. It's Jeff Gawkins Show. Back in a moment. 90.9 FM ESPN.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis's best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. I'll probably see you there.
Hurry to Kroger right now for 3 days of digital deals. Through Saturday, you'll find big savings for your seasonal celebrations. You can take home essentials like select varieties of Kroger brand cheese. During the 3 days of digital deals, they're just 99 cents each. Just visit Kroger.com or the app and download your digital coupons today. Best of all, you can use them up to 5 times in one transaction. But hurry, the sale ends Saturday. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen. Ow! 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 So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without, go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing 3-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with 2 salads, 2 side items, and 2 desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Gawkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There is a deep philosophical question before us, and that is, can you be a Memphis fan and a Tennessee fan. People are all over the map in this. My position is no. But I'm prepared to hear the arguments. Matt in Midtown. Matt?
Yes, if you'll let me, I just have two quick situations about this that make this discussion asinine.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Sure.
First.
Asinine's a little strong, Matt. You've come in here
first.
On fire. Yeah, go ahead.
How, when I came out of high school, I had scholarships to UT and Memphis. Mm-hmm. My mother looked at me with my brother and said, if you go to Knoxville, don't come home. So,
she did
simple
not.
As that.
Is that true?
She did. She did. And my family is very close. They said, if you go to Knoxville, don't come home. Another one. This is actually a very good friend of mine. This goes down to Mississippi. His family is all Ole Miss fans. His dad had said he could go anywhere in school if he wanted. He'd give him a, he'd pay for the whole thing. But if he went to state, he had to pay for himself. My friend called his bluff. He's still in debt.
So,
you can't be a fan of both. One or you're
cannot,
the other.
You cannot serve two masters. Thank you, Matt. That probably is the definitive call on this. I don't know how we can do any better. 5353776, 5353776. Can you be a fan of both Memphis and Tennessee? Steven in South Haven. Steven, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
I'm good.
Good, good. Love the show, man.
Thank you so much.
So, I agree with the last guy. You know, as a Mississippi State grad, Mississippi State fan, grew up in South Haven. I mean, you can't ask an Ole Miss person if they would be a State fan. You can't ask a State fan if they'd be an Ole Miss fan. You can't ask people in East Tennessee if they'd go for Memphis, too. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just don't think that there's any way, you know, any common ground there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So far, 2-0, 5353-7765. This is exactly what I thought all right-thinking people. I thought this would be obvious to all right-thinking people that you cannot be both. But there are some, I don't know if I'm going to call it a perversion, but there are some who believe otherwise. And who knows, they may have the courage to call. Spencer in Olive Branch, you're on.
Hey, Jeff. I just want to say that first guy, that was a hot take from the first guy. And I kind of agree with him, but I will say that Memphis and Tennessee's rivalry isn't, I mean, it's not as strong as Mississippi State and Ole Miss, but you can't be, you got to pick. Like he said, you can't have two masters. And,
you make an interesting point. So the question is this. Obviously, you can't be an Auburn fan and an Alabama fan, right? I mean, you can't be an Ole Miss fan and a State fan. Now, Memphis and Tennessee aren't in the same conference. They don't play each other all the time. They don't. So you could argue that this, therefore, is different because they're kind of different categories. I still am not buying it. I don't see how you can be both. You can intellectually wish, like, let's say you live in Memphis and you're a Tennessee fan. You can wish Memphis well. Or whatever. If Memphis fans can wish Tennessee well, most don't, but you can. I just don't see how you can literally root for both teams. It seems mathematically impossible.
Right, especially coming up this weekend, Saturday. Like, because Tennessee is good at basketball right now, but pretty soon Memphis will be, maybe not, you know, on their level next year, but they'll be pretty good soon. So, you can... If you want to go for Tennessee this weekend because they're just going to win or be better than us, I mean, I don't think that's right. I think you got to, if you're going to be with a Memphis fan, you got to stick with us now.
All right, thank you very much. I have heard people, Jeffrey, say, I like them, I like both, and because Tennessee has a greater chance to like win a national championship this year I'm going to go for Tennessee. But broadly speaking, I like. Again, that's not how fandom works.
No,
that's an intellectual exercise. If you have the emotional maturity and distance to go through that exercise, you don't qualify as a as an actual fan. 5353776. Josh in Orange Mound. Josh, can you be a fan of both Memphis and Tennessee? So far, it's 3-0.
First of all, I just want to say I love your show.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to a fellow Buffalonian.
Oh, where you're from Buffalo? How'd you end up here?
My dad moved here when I was younger, so I moved with him, and I love here. Memphis reminds me of Buffalo.
It is. Very similar.
Just like at home. But, no, you can't. I love Memphis. You know, when you think about it, as a Memphis fan, you want to play Tennessee, and no matter if it's basketball, football, whatever, you want to beat them. And I'm sure as a Tennessee fan, when you play Memphis, y'all are in-state rivals. Like, you know, so you want to, like, Tennessee, you're like, oh, these guys always want to play us. We need to beat them and show them that they're not worthy of playing us, you know, and vice versa. As Memphis, you want to beat them, and you want to say, see, these guys, you know what I mean? And it's just like you said earlier, you can't be an Alabama fan and an Auburn fan or a State fan and an Ole Miss fan. So, no, it's impossible for me. I mean, obviously, like you said, if they're in contention for, the championship, yeah, you know, I'll root for Tennessee. But other than that, when it comes to Memphis, you can't root for anybody else and vice versa.
Thank you very much. 5353 77.
Yeah. Here's the Buffalonian.
You knew that the Buffalonians would come with good sense. They don't, like in Buffalo, we don't, you know, we're not Knicks fans. 5353 77 76. 5353 77 76. Is it possible to be a Tennessee fan and a Memphis fan? Leslie in Cordova, you're on.
Hi. Hey, Jeffrey. This is Jeff. This is Leslie. Let me just say that I am not known for fighting fair. My husband always says, you're not fighting fair. And I said, you're right. I don't know how to fight. I grew up in a very functional family that had discussions, not arguments or fights. So let me put that out there. And also, we're discussing this issue in terms of academic intelligence and emotional passion, correct?
Well, I don't think academic intelligence has much to do with fandom, is my fundamental position.
Okay. So what does fandom have to do with?
It's your heart. You have it's your heart. As I said in my column, I think fandom is involuntarily as the beating of your heart. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
That's my position. What's yours?
Okay. I don't know how to do this. So if it's your heart, then let me ask you this philosophically: do you have a real say so in who you fall in love with?
No.
No. Okay. So on that point, consider that point. Consider these other points or questions. How many parents do you have?
I have two parents.
Okay. And could you make a choice between them?
Yes, but that's a different, totally different thing because they're not. It's not a contest between my parents. The whole essence of parenthood is not a contest. Marriage sometimes, but the essence of parenthood is not a contest. It's not one wins and one loses every day. If I had to root, if there was a fight to the death between my parents, I'd find it, well, they're 98 and 95, so there wouldn't be a lot of damage done at this point, but it's a different deal. You can love all your children equally. There's no question. You can love your pets equally. You can love your parents equally. You cannot love two teams equally. This is a different deal. It's a competitive enterprise. Whereas it's not otherwise. Let me ask you this because then I got to get to the other callers. Of whom are you a fan?
See, that's the dilemma. I'm both. My parents went to UT. I grew up going to UT and supporting Big Orange. But I moved to Memphis. I did some coursework at the University of Memphis. My daughter's done coursework at the University of Memphis.
So here's my point, is you wish both teams well intellectually. But you're not crazy enough to be a fan. So.
Then I'm going to be one of those divided people because I'm basketball Mets Tigers and football Vols.
All right. Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate the thoughtful questions. 5-3-5. She was putting me through the ringer there. I felt like I was a guest. Mm-hmm. Was on the couch.
You're about to have to pick between your parents.
5-3-5-3-7-7-6. 5-3-5-3-7-7-6. We go to Scott and Bartlett. Scott, can you be a fan? That seemed to be a yes. It seems to be 4-1 now. Can you be a fan of both Memphis and Tennessee?
No, there's no way. You go for one or the other. Because I personally, if you're a fan of one or the other, you need to be a fan of all sports, not
Well, Memphis is good at basketball usually, so I'm a fan of them in basketball, and I'm a fan of Tennessee in football because that's what their typical sport. But I don't believe you can ride that line. You got to be one or the other, and that's just, you know. And when it comes to terms of the rivalry, it really, I mean, when Memphis is 14 and 37 and it's two main sports, it's not really a rivalry. But that's just my thought process.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. See, there you go. There we have a true fan. He's throwing shade, right? That's a man who knows what he's doing here. 5353776. I think that's 5-1 at this point. The thinking people versus, well, Leslie was very thoughtful, but wrong. Joel in Germantown. Joel, you're on.
Yes, I believe it's a matter of time and space. I began loving Tennessee football because my father took me to Tennessee football in the 60s.
All right.
And I became a big fan. I started loving Memphis basketball in 73 with Larry Finch and Ronnie Robinson and the whole run to the national championship. That opened my eyes to that situation. I feel just as hard and as bad as a loss for Tennessee football as I do as a loss for Memphis basketball. So I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Let me ask you this, because I think this is the most difficult question. I actually think it's a more difficult question than the I studied at both places. I studied at both places doesn't wash for me. You should still love this one place more than the other, and I think probably your undergraduate institution is the one that you tend to love more. But basically, I accuse people like you who go Memphis basketball and Tennessee football of being front runners, bandwagoners, etc. But I concede for you, it wasn't I just want to follow the winner. It really was. It did develop emotionally, didn't it? I mean, it didn't. You didn't say, I'm going to follow the Vols because they're good.
No, it was a process.
It was a process.
It happened.
Okay.
It happened at one night in time. I'm an alumni of Memphis.
Let me ask you this. If Tennessee played Memphis in football. But Saturday when Tennessee plays
Memphis. I'll be on the sidelines in my blue Saturday.
And it will hurt just as much for Tennessee to lose in football and for Memphis to lose in basketball.
Absolutely. Just the same. It's in my heart. I can't change
it. I believe that is your reality, and I accept your reality. I acknowledge it. Thank you. I appreciate it. 5-3-5.
I've got a buddy like this. I've got a buddy who...
That's the thing. I say they're front runners, and now actually it's the opposite. The weird thing is, of course, is Tennessee is the better basketball program right now.
Right.
More successful, and Memphis is the better football program.
My buddy was at Tennessee when Bruce Pearl had it rolling, and he was in the Vols student section as a student wearing his blue. And that was the game where they went up there and, like, they were down 20 immediately. And he's like, well, this was a bad decision.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't think that they intentionally are. What happens is you tend to fall in love with teams when they're doing great things. Like, when are most Predators fans born? The Predators fans born were born on their run to the Stanley Cup Finals. When were a lot of Grizzlies fans born? They were born on their run to the Western Conference Finals and in the playoff streak. And so it's not that you're intellectually just saying, oh, there's a winner. That's when you tend to fall in love. And so I may be being a little hard on the folks with the split allegiance when it comes to football and basketball.
When Harvard and Columbia
I'm not a fan of Harvard. I don't give a flip about Harvard sports. 5353776, 5353776. I do like them to have a bigger, to have a larger endowment than Yale.
Columbia.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Jason in Munford, you're on.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Can you be a fan of Memphis and Tennessee?
So I'm on the fence, yes or no. I was raised in a split house. My mom was diehard Tennessee, and my dad was diehard Memphis State. I went more Memphis State. Now, also, I'll pull and root for Tennessee, but when it comes down to it, it's blue and gray. Like, as a Tennessean, I want to see Middle Tennessee State do good, the Vols do good, but when it all comes down to it, I want Memphis to dominate them all.
That's a totally rational. Because so you really, that's I accept that completely. You're really a Like, you can be a Memphis fan who hates Tennessee or a Memphis fan who fundamentally wishes Tennessee well, but in the end, you know you're a Memphis fan and you want to crush Tennessee when they play, right?
Exactly. Every sport, baseball, football,
totally
croquet,
rational.
Whatever it is.
Jason, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. You're totally rational.
Yeah, thank you. 5353776, 5353776.
Teddy in Cordova, you're on. Can you be a fan of Memphis and Tennessee?
No, you cannot. I think the distinction, Jeff, is in the verbiage. You can be a fandom requires an emotional investment that you have to put into it. So if you're truly a fan, which is in essence fanatical, you cannot root for the other one. Now, you can follow, and I think that's where the distinction is. You can be a follower of Tennessee, and what I mean by that is you keep up with them. If they're doing good, okay, you wish them well and everything like that, but there's an emotional investment that comes with fanhood that does not allow you to invest that in more than one team. You can follow, but you cannot be a fan, and I think that's what the distinction is.
Brilliantly stated. Thank you very much. 5353776. We're going to take the callers who are on, we are going to take. We're not going to have time to take any beyond that. Joel in DeSoto County. Joel, can you be a fan of both teams?
I just don't get it. There's a one-word line from the movie The Princess Bride that fits perfectly.
Which is?
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. I don't think that word means what you think it means.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate it.
Inconceivable. Joel brings The Princess Bride into this, which is always wise. We go to Pally in South Memphis.
Yeah, hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm all right. Let me tell you something. I reject that, what you believe, and the last caller, the last two callers. I grew up in Midwest Tennessee, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the fall, we got the orange out. In the winter, we got the blue out. I didn't know Tennessee had a basketball team until I started. Okay, I didn't know Memphis had a football team until I was 13 years old. That's the way I was raised.
So you're like the other caller who you didn't choose this. This is just how you were raised, and it's fine. I acknowledge your reality, Pally. I do. I understand it.
And beyond that, I'm a fan of a lot of other teams.
Oh, now you're getting crazy. Forget it. But seek help, Pally. Seek help. I can't. You can't be a fan of a lot of other teams.
I am a fan of a lot of other teams.
Oh, this is heresy, perversion.
Because I'm a sports fan. Aren't you a sports fan, Jeff?
Yeah, but being a sports fan isn't like being a movie fan where I like a dozen different actors. You want someone to win and someone to lose. No, I don't like people in the app. I really, let's be honest, I'm a fan of the Bills, the Sabres, and then quietly, I admit, of all things Memphis. That's what I'm a fan of. And that's about it. Pally, thank you very much.
Okay,
I appreciate it. I think he's confused, though. He's way too abundant with his fandom. Last call on this, Amir in Memphis. Amir?
Yeah, I believe you can be a fan of both teams, but I'm a fan when the team sucks. See, I like Memphis Tigers when they were bad.
Good.
Now everybody's on a bandwagon of Memphis Tigers football, and I can't do it.
No, you stick with them.
I believe you can be a fan. I'm a fan of Tennessee basketball and a fan of Memphis football.
Wait, you swapped completely? You used to be a fan of Tennessee football and Memphis basketball, and now you're a fan of Memphis football and Tennessee basketball?
Yep.
You are an amoral person, Amir.
Hey, but I support the bad teams. You have a good day.
Thanks. I thought he just said he supported the good teams. I thought he said he was just a fan of the good teams.
I mean, in fairness, if he's saying I'm supporting Tennessee football the last decade.
I thought he said he's a fan of Tennessee basketball.
Oh, I thought he said Tennessee. I thought he said Tennessee.
Maybe I was confused. I mean, if I heard you wrong, what I heard was that he was a fan of Tennessee football and Memphis basketball, and now he has switched, and he's a fan of Memphis football and Tennessee basketball. Maybe I have that completely wrong. If he literally was a fan of used to be a fan of Memphis football and Tennessee basketball, and now is a fan of Memphis basketball and Tennessee football, that is a strange
combination.
That's a strange trajectory.
Yes.
I probably didn't understand Amir completely well enough. Maybe I'm tired. We got to take a break. I appreciate all your thoughts on this. I think together we've explored the depths of this of this very tricky topic. We got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Cockenshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and now you need to know it's the place to go for all your holiday shopping. Let me tell you the perfect gift. It's a custom shirt gift card from James Davis. Starts at $98. You buy it, then give it. Then the recipient can come in at his convenience and get a custom-made shirt. It's simple for you and awesome for him. Also, right now, Croc belts that are normally $2.95 are just $1.95. 100% cashmere quarter zip sweaters, regularly $2.95, just $1.95. Got cotton cashmere blend sweaters for only $98. Got a fabulous selection of Peter Millar, Barber, and cool men's vests and jackets available in the store. And Tumi Luggage's Alpha Series is currently 20% off. So whether you're shopping for yourself or somebody else, you need to get to James Davis to see the amazing store with amazing deals. How great is it? Penny Hardaway is now the best-dressed coach in all of college basketball. That's because of Rob Joyner and my friends at James Davis. Holiday hours begin November 25th. That's when they'll be open on Sundays for your convenience. James Davis, Laurel Wood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Looking for a thoughtful, memorable gift idea? Give someone a gift card to one of my favorite Memphis restaurants, Bounty on Broad. Do that, and you give them not just a thing, but an unforgettable experience. Bounty on Broad is a beautiful restaurant that makes you feel warm just to walk in the place. And the food is farm to table and exquisitely prepared. I've always loved the cornbread crusted fried oysters. It's one of my favorite dishes in all of Memphis. But I'm also crazy about the braised pork shank, the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs, the crispy Brussels sprouts, the creative drinks, the welcoming bar, and the sumptuous Saturday and Sunday brunch. The point is, give a gift certificate to Bounty on Broad and you're guaranteed to make someone happy this holiday season. Bounty also does private parties and has a special seasonal holiday menu. So give them a call at 410-8131. That's 410-8131. Or just stop by at 2519 Broad Avenue. Make someone's holidays merrier with a gift of Bounty on Broad.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
It's time to get your game on. Be in the middle of it all this football season at Dave & Buster's. Bring the kids, and while you enjoy the game on multiple big screens, they can get their game on at Dave & Buster's state-of-the-art arcade. Hungry? Grab a game-time appetizer or even a full meal and wash it all down with a draft or cocktail. Dave & Buster's, your football headquarters all season long. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. 2751 Wolf Creek Parkway.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said...
This is your one-stop shop for a whole lot of people on your Christmas list. Your sister, your mother, your girlfriend, or your wife, or your aunt, or your grandmother, or, like, come on. Who doesn't love a massage? Who doesn't want to be pampered over the holidays? Take care of your Christmas list all at once. Schools is the only place in Memphis where you can get the complete spa treatment. Massages, wraps, facials, manicures, pedicures, hair services. Just pick up a gift card today at any Gould's location or at a Gould's salon. You will be a hero when you give the gift, and you will be a hero again when the gift is used. They've got locations all over town, so it's convenient for anyone. Papa Plaza, Park Place, Overton Square, Germantown, Cordova, Downtown, Houston, Levy, Collierville, Forest Hill, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase Gallery. I'm telling you, I am solving your holiday shopping issues right here. Just go into any of those Gould stores, Gould's locations, or check them out at gouldssalonspa.com. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
I'm getting some ridicule because of my questions to Chris Harrington about Purple Rain.
Ah!
And people said, I'm not helping my argument that I'm the whitest man in America. All I need to do is point to Brad Carson, and I'm at least only the second, right? And then, secondly, someone else said I had lost all my credibility.
How was that?
I had no credibility.
Yes, what credibility?
When it comes to pop culture, music, and film.
Yes, you openly admit.
I have no credibility.
Yes, you've openly admitted that.
Yeah, none. There was no credibility to lose.
Yes.
It's like the people who tried to rob my house and took nothing.
Yes.
There's nothing there. I'm in the same position with respect to cultural credibility.
Completely agree.
Ha!
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. I don't believe these people who said you can be from dozens of many teams. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Jason and John coming up next. Oh, you got to tell them that.
Here's what's coming up next.
What's coming up next? Bruce Pearl's going to join Jason and John 12:25 for Bruce. Ryan Glasspiegel will join the big lead at 2:35. GP back in studio. He's got John Martin and Jeff today.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Our work here is done.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Main Event is gonna wow ya because $7 per activity play all day is here. $7 bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more. Any activity all day, just $7. Wow. Only at Main Event.
I just left those Ford and Toyota dealers. You want to see their selection of new cars and trucks? And you should see their prices. Santa trades a Sunrise Buick GMC truck. Top trade-in for old sleds, immediate financing, a true bargain lot with cars and trucks under $99.95. And remember, Sunrise specializes in first-time buyers. Want to buy a car or truck and have some left over for the holidays? SunriseMemphis.com. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville. Happy holidays.
Hey, what's going on? This is John.